It's the final day of the 2022 Jewel Donegal International Rally, and Callum Devine is 69 kilometres between himself and a first ever Donegal success. The Derryman and co-driver Noel O'Sullivan lead in their polo by 17.9 seconds from the Citroën, driven by Welshman and three-times British champion Matt Edwards alongside David Moynihan. Devine will lead the pack into five stages on the last day of action. Stage 16, the first run over High Glen, has been cancelled due to a bereavement in the locality, but it will run later in the day as stage 19. The competitors today will also tackle Garton first up, and then the last stage on the two loops is Atlantic Drive. Let's hear from the top three as they head into the final day's action. Coming up, Alistair Fisher, Matt Edwards, but first, Chris Ashmore has been speaking with the rally leader, Callum Devine.
Callum Devine, six stages to go. You've a reasonable lead, but you can take nothing for granted.
Yeah, we can take nothing for granted, to be fair. We managed to get a 27-second lead at one stage, and then we ran into some difficulties through the middle loop, but yeah, dropped a bit of time, but we managed the last two stages to marginally pull a wee bit back.
And the car for the final six stages, everything is as you're hoping?
Hoping and praying for the morning that no hassle pops up, but yeah, look, the guys will give it a good quick check in the morning, in the morning service, and hopefully, touch wood, that car will hold up.
And Matt Edwards is certainly giving you a great run.
Yeah, Matt's giving me a great run, and as to be expected, he's three-time British champion, and he's rallying his life. You know, this is what he does. So, to be racing him, I'm very happy, and to be doing that for 2 days. And hopefully, tomorrow we're on the right side of it again.
Matt Edwards, the final day of the Donegal International Rally. It's been great for you so far. You're still very much in the mix, and so what's the plan from the word go?
We've just got to try and keep the pressure on. I mean, it's going to be difficult with the knowledge that we're up against with people that have been here before, which that is part of the challenge, is to come here and do well against people with that knowledge. We've made a reasonable account of ourselves so far. A slight blot in the copybook on my part, but you know, it just shows the margins that you're working with here. It's, you know, we're looking to find less than a second in some stages to work out where we're losing time. So when you're talking 10, 12, 15K stages and you're separated by less than a second, it shows the level we're all at and the margins that you're looking for. So it's something to be part of.
And what do you know of these final stages?
No prior experience of them other than the recce. Obviously Atlantic Drive is a very famous stage and the Glen's a very famous stage that, you know, the lads will have some knowledge of, so I've just got to do as much work as I can, hopefully put this little monkey under pressure.
Alistair Fisher, final day, and so much still up for grabs.
It certainly is. You know, there are six tough stages, and there's plenty of corners and things to catch you out, so important to stay concentrated, you know what I mean? And, we'll just keep the push on. You never know what'll happen in front, and, if things change, we have to be there to pick up the pieces, really. But, you know, Josh is only 5 or 6 seconds behind us, so the pressure's on.
Absolutely brilliant racing, and let's hope it's going to be again. It'll carry right to the final stage.
I'm sure it will. That's the championship this year is very competitive, and every stage is absolutely flat out. There's nothing in it at all. So we're certainly enjoying it. I think the spectators are getting a bit of a treat. So it's hopefully to see a finish to the rally.
So if you're in Donegal this morning and you're here for the rally, you will know that the conditions are wet. So that means tyre selection is going to be key today. Really, there's two options for the drivers. They can go out on a soft slick, which will deal with a bit of damp and dry. However, it's more than likely that if the rain continues, they will be going out in intermediates for the wet conditions. Former tarmac and national rally champion Donna Kelly says Sunday is a big day in this event.
Yeah, you know, their Garton's a demanding stage, and Glen and the drive, you know, there's so much that can go wrong in those stages too, you know, so it's going to be epic.
But Divine, I mean, it's his to lose at this stage.
Look, at the end of the day, Callum is a fabulous driver, you know, if he holds the head, he has the speed, so, but Matt's a professional and he's shown on his first visit just what he can do.
Yeah. And Matt is really enjoying it, isn't he?
Yeah, but like I say, he's a fabulous driver, you know, he hasn't got the BRC titles for no reason, you know, and we've seen it in Ulster last year, just how electric he was, and again, first visit to Donegal, you know, it's unbelievable.
Donna Kelly, who has vast experience of the Jewel Donegal International Rally, not competing this year, but he is in charge of the demonstration run, which will be held today. We'll go to that in just a few moments' time. But let's look at the top 20. Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan, as we know, lead by just under 18 seconds in their Volkswagen Polo from the team of Matt Edwards and David Moynihan in the Citroën C3. Alistair Fisher and Gordon Noble in another Polo set a further 26.1 seconds adrift. Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes, the championship leaders in their Hyundai i20, are just 5.1 off Fisher, with Sam Moffat and Keith Moriarty holding fifth position. In the first of the WRC Fiestas, they sit 42 seconds adrift of Josh. Marian Evans and Jonathan Jackson dropped a place in the last stage yesterday. They're just 0.4 behind Moffat in their R5 Polo. Declan Boyle and James O'Reilly starting to find the groove on the final loop yesterday when they got the problems with the suspension sorted. 7th overall and 20 seconds down on Evans. The leading modified two-wheel drive car, it belongs to Kevin Gallagher and Ryan Moore. It's the Darien T90 GTR. 8th overall, 48 seconds adrift of Boyle, and he has a 13.9 caution on the next car, which is Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy in the R5 Fiesta. They sit in 9th position overall. And then wrapping up the top 10, James Stafford and Thomas Scanlon in the Darien T90, a further 7.5 seconds adrift. David Kelly and Dean O'Sullivan are 11th overall in their R5 Fiesta. Joseph McGonigal and Kieran Guinea sit in 12th position. Declan Gallagher and Derek Hina in their rear-wheel drive Toyota Starlet, 13th overall, and they currently sit 3rd in the modified Class 14. Ryan Loughran and Gareth Doherty are just 4.5 behind Gallagher in 14th overall. They're set for a huge battle there. Seamus Leonard and John McCafferty, 21.1 adrift in 15th position overall. Enda O'Brien and John Butler are 16th in their Polo. Gary Kiernan and Darren O'Brien in their Escort, 17th. Gareth McHale and Brian Murphy in the Polo, 18th. Michael Boyle and Dermot McCafferty in the Polo are 19th. And then wrapping up the top 20 is Mark Alcorn and James McNulty in the Ford Escort Mark II. Let's look down through some of the men that are leading in their respective classes. Stuart Darcy and Liam McIntyre in their Proton are the leaders in Class 20. Brian Brady and Gary McNamee in their Honda Civic are the leaders in Class 13. Jason Dixon and Mullen Dara in the Fiesta are the leaders in Class RC4. Class 11F has been led by the Civic of Kevin McLaughlin and A. Gallagher. Toyota Corolla Twin Cam belonging to Conal Hegarty and John Spillane are the leaders in Class 11R. Further down the list, Justin Smith and Gregory McQuillan lead Class 12 in their Escort. Rory McGarrity and Martin McGarrity continue to lead Class 22 as they head to the final day. James McDowell and Charlotte McDowell in their Subaru are now the leaders in Class 15. Eamon McLaughlin and Ashley Bolton lead Class 10. And in the Rover, MGZ or Class 9 has been led by David Gordon and Darren McNamee. The Historics, of course, entered the competition yesterday afternoon, and as they head to their second day of action, Tommy McConnell and Thomas Wedlock lead the way by 20.6 seconds from Michael McDade and Declan Casey. Ryan Barrett and Peter Ward are third, a further two back. Luke McCarthy and Brian Dugan are fourth overall, with the defending champions Martin Doherty and Dara Doherty sitting in fifth position. It's all Escorts in the top five of the historic section. And we also have to mention the juniors who are in action today as well. They, of course, will get up and running this morning. Now, we mentioned earlier about the demonstration run, which has been organised by Donald Kelly. Well, there will be 9 demonstration cars taking to the stages this morning in Garton and Atlantic Drive. They're all former winners. Ari Vatanen won in 1978. He will be in a BMW M3. Cahill Curley, John Lyons, Billy Coleman, James Cullen, Austin McHale, Andrew Nesbitt are all involved in the demonstration run. Organiser Donna Kelly will have Manus Kelly's Subaru S9 WRC that won the hat-trick in Donegal, with Manus's co-driver, Donal Barrett, sitting on board for the demonstration run. And we can't forget our very own Seamus McGettigan, who has got the licence and the rally suit once again, sitting alongside his old teammate Vincent Bonner. They, of course, won it in 1983, and they're getting back into an Escort today.
I've been out of a car for 20 odd years now and had no intention of ever going back into a car. And Donna rang me one day and he said he was trying to organise this to try and mark the 50th. Paul McDevitt, he built a brand new BDA car, Mark II, and had only had done two rallies. And he came on board and he says to me, the car's there for you. He says, whatever, you can take it, and it goes. And then I went up to Barry Dens. The car was after coming from Belgium. And they told me to take a run in the car, you know, to get familiar with it and whatnot. And I took it for a run and whatnot. And I'll tell you, see you after that. it was all go, to be quite honest with you. You know, it was, you know, like a child getting a new toy or something like that. But really, really excited about it now.
That's Vincent Bonner, who'll have Seamus McGettigan alongside him for the demonstration run today. And of course, you can listen to that interview in full. It's available now in the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. So then, the action is set to get underway shortly on the third and final day of the Jewel Donegal International Rally. The first stage today is Gartan. It's going to be wet. It's going to be tricky. Tyre selection is going to be key. Who will make a statement on the big stage, the big opening stage of the day? Yesterday, it was Callum Devine. Who will it be today? The rally leader, Devine, has a 17.7 second advantage over Matt Edwards. The battle at the front is set to continue, and you can, of course, follow all the action here on Highland throughout the course of the day. Myself and Chris Ashmore will be covering the event on the final day, and the action starts at around 11:30 at Gartan.